for you to Riyah for Yeshua. To Riyah. Yeah, you bow unto him for that blessed assurance. Blessed assurance, Yeshua is mine. See, they didn't understand that all the hidden treasures of the mysteries of the knowledge and understanding of Yah is in Yeshua. And that knowledge and understanding gives us assurance. Wisdom is the principal thing, but in all by getting, get understanding, get the knowledge of Yah. And that's what Yeshua has done. He has given us an understanding of this knowledge of Almighty Yah, because it was all hidden in Him. And this life or this truth that was written in us, it came alive when we acknowledged that true revelation of Yah in Yeshua. If you don't receive that, you will never understand the hidden mysteries of Yah. You will never have confidence in death or life. You will never. You'll be like creatures, beasts of the field. With no assurance and no confidence. But in Him, we find the full assurance. In Yeshua, we find the full assurance. In the Emunah, the Ahava of Yah, patience of Almighty Yah. And Shaul writes unto Thessalonica, he says, because you have this Emunah, you have Ahava, you have patience. He says, this is an evident token that the life of Yeshua and the power of Yah is in you because you have much assurance. Look what he says in 1 Thessalonica chapter 1. He says in 1 Thessalonica chapter 1 verse 2. He says, we give Torah to Yah always for you. We bow to Yah. We humble ourselves to Yah for you. That's what Shaul says. Making mention of you in our tefillah. Our prayers. Often we make mention of you. He says here, remembering without ceasing your mitzvah or your work, your labor of faith, your emunah. Look what he points out now. He points out their labor of faith. He points out their labor of ahava, their labor of love. He points out their labor of patience, of the tikvah, of the hope in our Yeshua or in Hamashiach, Yeshua, Hamashiach. He said, in the sight of Yahweh, our Abba. Verse 4. He says, knowing, beloved brothers, Yisraelites, elect of Yah, my brothers, my sisters, he says, your choosing or your calling, your election by Almighty Yahweh. He said, you that exemplify the power of His Emunah, His Ahava, you wait upon Him, you know, knowing. You are beloved of Yah, you have been chosen by Yah. You have been elected by Yahweh. It is the sovereign choice of Almighty Yahweh. And that is why the enemy battle against the Emunah of Yah, the faith, our faithfulness, our all mind unto Yah, that we are trusting Him, we are steadfast, we have confidence in Him, we have great ahava, great love for Him, for His truth, His word. Why? Because we know we are chosen. That's what He says there. Chosen by Yahweh. You telling me this, Shaul? Yes. He said, for our message, our bizora, our teaching, our preaching, came not to you in words only, but also in power, in the living truth of what it is and what it was. And in the Ruach HaKodesh, and He says here, and in much assurance. You know what much is, don't you? Come on, brothers and sisters. You know what much is. It's more than enough. When you have much, you have more than enough. He said, you have more than enough. So, much assurance, much all mind, as you know what manner of men we were among you for your sake. When you have much, you have more than enough. More than enough. Little that a Sadiq man has is greater than all the riches of a wicked man. For you have much. He said, in the power of your Emunah, your Ahava, your patience, your Tikvah unto Yah. He said, there is much assurance. And that is your assurance of your election or your choosing by Almighty Yah. When you have the faith, brothers and sisters, against opposition, when the enemy battle against your mind to try to remove you from the place or from the condition or the mindset that Yah intends for you to walk in, and you have the faith to overcome that, come on, brothers and sisters, that is our assurance of the choosing and the election of Yah. You have your Havah, doesn't, it is not the end of your love for Yah, but it grows monumentally day and every day. You'll love, you sense that love, the purity in your heart for Him. Come on. Regardless of what the opposition does and how the enemy comes against you, you will not turn against this assurance of hope, this all mine that Yah has given unto us, but you hold fast to it. You don't stumble at the word of Yah. You don't allow your flesh to draw it on the thorns of the cares and the things that are bombarding your mind to destroy it. You don't allow that. He said, that's your assurance. That's much assurance for you. He said, you have more than you need. You have enough. Hallelujah. That's why David said, feed me until I want no more. It was his assurance. Hallelujah. It was his all mine. His faithfulness unto Yah and Yah's all mine unto him. His faithfulness unto David. And we have much assurance. That is why our emunah, our labor, we have to labor to have that emunah, do we not? Come on, brothers and sisters, you got to labor to truly ahava. Your brothers and sisters, you got to labor to be patient and wait for this tikvah, this hope, this promise of Almighty Yah. You got to labor for that. And Yah says, because you have that, it is much assurance. It is the much, all that you need is more than significant, sufficient for the battle that is set ahead of us. He gives us assurance in His truth. It's not in our emotions or feelings, but in His Word. This is our assurance. Abraham, Hebrews 6:11. I want to close with a few more verses. Hallelujah. All mine. Shaul says here in Abraham, Hebrews 6:11, as he encouraged the brothers, the Israelite brothers, those that are walking in the emunah, the faith of Yah, that they preserve this faith, this emunah, and this set apartness, this kodash mindset that Yah had established in them. He says in the 11th verse of chapter 6, he's already talked about full assurance, the complete assurance, everything that is there, the essentials that are needed, then the full assurance of Yah. We have much assurance tonight in the battle of our emunah that we keep our faith, our hava for Yah, our patience to wait for the promises of Almighty Yah. He says in verse 11, and we desire that every one of you do show the same diligence, the same earnestness. He says to the full assurance now of a tikvah, how long? To the end. So we must have this same full assurance until the end. Now there are things that battle that doesn't it. Are there not things that cause us to battle? We've experienced that here. There are things that cause you to battle. And to form a mind and a thought. To even say, yeah, I don't understand this. I know I don't. There are many things I don't understand. Because Yah knows that with much wisdom come much burden and much... It's a very troubling thing. And so He limits us to certain things, brothers and sisters. I believe that. So He reveals certain things. And everything is revealed in His time and His season. And when we see Yah sure, we're going to know all things. And when we understand that, we're going to rejoice in a greater way. So it's brought us unto this full assurance that we should show, we have the same desire to show the same diligence and the same earnestness to the full assurance of the tikvah, this hope, until the end. Regardless to what trust by Him. If I turn my heart against you today, you keep that full assurance, that all mind, that Yah is trustworthy, He is steadfast, He is reliable. You have confidence in Him. That He will have an all mind in you. That He will trust you. He will enable you. He will do that. But we have this unto the end. That you be not slothful. Don't be lazy. He said, but followers of them who through emunah, faith and patience, inherit the promises. That is how we inherit the promises of Yah. Through faith. Through patience. What is patience, preacher?
Well, it's the power to endure the great hardships and pains without murmuring, without charging y'all foolishly and say, why did you permit that? But to endure those afflictions and suffering and count it all joy, because you know it's for the purpose of our Abba. That is our assurance. That is your confidence in Him. He shall bring you up. He shall rise you up. He is our refuge and our strength. For when Yahweh made promise to Abraham, He said, because He could swear by no greater, He swore by Himself. His Torah, His covenant to Israel. He cannot change that. He has not changed that. He has chosen you. He has elected you. And He must assure you that He has done that. He must cause the Almighty. That's why when the waters flow, you saw the sea, they caused you to shout, Hallelujah. Praises unto Yah, Todah Yah. Blessed assurance, Yahshua is mine. Because it is His assurance of steadfastness for you. You can wait for the seed to produce, and you can eat from that, and you can be strong, you can be fortified, you can refortify yourself. That's what Yah has done for us. Oh, how Yah loves us. He loves Israel. I'm telling you, He loves us. That's why we cannot reject this profound witness of Yahshua. We cannot reject Yahshua. There are many that are doing that today. You cannot. He is the full assurance. He is the fullness of the hidden mysteries of Almighty Yah. For when Yah made promise to Abraham, because he could swear by no other greater but Himself, He swore by Himself, saying, surely bless, I will bless you, and multiply you, I will multiply you. And so after He had patiently, you understand that, patiently endured, He obtained the promise, the Doban. He obtained the promise. He obtained the promise, the Doban. You know what that is? I discovered that myself today as I read scripture and research. The Doban of Yah is simply this. If I tell you, will you believe me? The promise? His word. His word is His Doban. His word is His bond. That's it. You can't add anything to it. That's all it is. His word, His speech, what He has said. Period. He says, my word. His Doban. Doban. His Doban. My word. That is your assurance. My word. That is our assurance, what He has said, His word. He said, for men verily swear by the greater than themselves, and an oath of confirmation to it is to them the inner strife. Wherefore, Yahweh willing more abundantly to show to the heirs of His word, His promise, His Doban, the immutability of His counsel, His word, He confirmed it by an oath. That by two immutable things, His Doban, His word, His covenant with Israel, His promise unto Israel, by two immutable things, the living power, Yahshua, in which it was impossible for Yahweh to lie. He cannot lie. It is His Doban, His promise, Doban. His word. That's all right by me. I saw that today. I said, it has to be more than that. We think a promise is something that is going to come forth, or something that someone said. He said, my word. That's all it is. His word. Period. His words. I recall in my youthful days, one would say, my word is my bond. You can't believe it. And that's what Yah is saying. My assurance is my word. Yahshua is the power of the life of that. It's a lively word. It's a living word. Hallelujah. He says that we might, listen to this, we might have a strong consolation, strong assurance. Our love shall be overjoyed. We shall be happy because we know His Doban, His word, is our assurance. Who have fled for refuge, and Yah is our refuge. Who have fled for refuge to lay hold upon the Tikvah set before us. Of what is the hope, Yah? Which Tikvah, which hope? We have an anchor of the soul. Listen, it is both sure, it is both steadfast, and which entereth into that within
the veil. So we have gone beyond the veil, brothers and sisters. There's no dark, hidden mysteries of Yah. They've been revealed in Yahshua. There's nothing you got to try to figure out or try to find out. You got to do some kind of form of repentance or spread beads around count to 100 and backwards 15 times, sideways 30 times. No. Not sacrificing a bullock or an ass or a heifer. No, all of this, for us, the assurance of His Word is the anchor. It is the steadfastness of His people. It is the sure thing that we have today. It is our assurance and our confidence in Him. Because Yahshua is the safekeeper of the promises of Yahweh. And unto Israel, He has revealed all those hidden mysteries of the knowledge of the Dara, of the understanding of Almighty Yah. Those things that this old heart, which was not Brit Milah, was not circumcised, He has taken the power of this word and cut that back. And now the essence of the power of this truth is revealed from us. Because we have sown the seed by the true water, the living water. Yahshua is that living water. May Yah bless you tonight. I pray these strength in your heart. May the word be a strength unto you. May the simplicity of it heal your heart, your mind. May it cause life and His growth and His power to fill your heart. May Yah bless you all. Be encouraged, brothers and sisters, I am. We bless all you that are listening by the live stream. Where you're listening from, we pray that Yah rock you tonight. We pray that He bless you. Always the same faithful ones. We pray that He bless you all tonight. Bless you there, Brother Michael, Sister Michael, you all there in Ohio, all you that are listening, Brother Paul Nissan, who, ever your brother, pastor, person up there, he and his wife, we told the Yah for them, Brother McDowell there in Junction City, Kansas. We bless Yah for you all. May Yah strengthen you all. May He encourage you, your love, right? Be strong, brothers and sisters. Bless you all. Be encouraged. You that are listening, may Yah bless you all. Let us bow our heads. In all things, we brought you our Bob. We told you for all things for your blessings tonight. It was all that assurance. In Yahshua's mighty name, we bless you. Yes, we are proud. Hallelujah.
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 Hallelujah.